flow the great rivers and rivulets, and on his bones are stacked the great mountains.
Superb. In order to defy the impersonal conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a systematic analysis of the physiological and anatomical constitution of his transcendental body is given here. It is clear from the available description of the body of the Lord, his universal form, that the form of the Lord is distinct from the forms of ordinary mundane conception. In any case, he is never a formless void. Ignorance is the back of the Lord, and therefore the ignorance of the less intelligent class of men is also not separate from his bodily conception. Since his body is the complete whole of everything that be, one cannot assert that he is impersonal only. On the contrary, the perfect description of the Lord holds that he is both impersonal and personal simultaneously. The personality of Godhead is the original feature of the Lord, and his impersonal emanation is but the reflection of his transcendental body. Those who are fortunate enough to have a view of the Lord from the front can realize his impersonal feature, whereas those who are frustrated and are thus kept on the ignorant side of the Lord, or in other words, those who have the view of the Lord from the back, realize him in his impersonal feature. Om Ajnana Tindam Vasya Jnanam Jana Shlakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Gaurava Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sadhu Sadhu Dhyana Tini Chojitara So here, in the second canto, this chapter, there is a continuation. There is continuation of the description of. It's okay. There is continuation of description of universal form. So this description of universal form is to give the idea that Lord has form for those people who cannot understand his transcendental form. So in other words, those who are beginners in spiritual life, they cannot conceive that there is also transcendental forms or form. So when they think of form, they think in terms of material forms. So therefore, to give an idea that a Lord has form, therefore, so this description of impersonal, universal form is given here. So basically, Prabhupada derives a lesson in this purport that those who are impersonalists, they are ignorant. So our impersonalism is ignorance. So that description is given in this purport. Yeah, Prabhupada derives that lesson in this purport. Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that impersonalism is last snare of Maya. Impersonalism is last snare of Maya. So most of the impersonalists, they think that we have become free from Maya, and especially in impersonalists and Mayavadis, there is lot of emphasis on jnana, philosophical understanding of absolute truth. So or they study Vedanta. So Shankaracharya made a famous statement. Vedanta Vakeshu Sadaramantaha Kopi Navanta Kalu Bhagyavanta. So those who always immerse in Vedanta and those who take lion club, that means sannyas,
So they are most fortunate people in Kali Yuga. So basically this is a process given by Shankaracharya, spiritual process for spiritual realization. One should take sannyas and study Vedanta. So our Acharya has made fun of them. They are not Vedantis, they are Vedantis. Their teeth are broken by strong arguments of Vaishnava Acharyas. And in this way they have lost their Vedanta teeth. So, in other words, they are not actual Vedantis. So, Bhakti Vedanta is actual Vedanta. Srila Prabhupada is called as Bhakti Vedanta. Anyway, so Mayavadis, they think that we are realizing absolute truth, we are in knowledge, we are going to attain liberation with the help of this knowledge of Vedanta. But actually, they are in Maya. So, considering absolute truth to be impersonal is the last name of Maya. Prabhupada has mentioned it is ignorance. So, in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we see that understanding Paratattva. So, their example is given. When one attains knowledge, it is just like sun illuminating everything. So, in the morning when sun rises, so everything is illuminated.
Jnanena tu tad ajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham aditya vajnanam prakashayati tat param.
When however one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights of everything in the daylight. So in this purport, Prabhupada explains this sun example four times. Again and again, again and again, again and again. And so this is very important, nice. I would like to read this. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered, but those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, sarvam jnana plavena jnanagni sarva karmani nahi jnanena sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as is said in the 7th chapter 19th verse, bahunam janmanam ante jnanamam mam prapadyate. After passing through many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. So this bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate, this gives a lot of faith in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says, because after cultivating many lifetimes knowledge, one surrenders to him. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he is actually falls into the last snare of nescience. Unceremoniously thinks himself to be God. Prabhupada puts, if living entity is God, then how can he be bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience or Satan is greater than God. This is very powerful argument against Mayavad, this Vaishnava Acharyas. So, because they say that now Brahman is under illusion, and once he comes to knowledge, then he realizes that he is God. So all living entities are Brahman. So they will realize that they are God. So if Brahman is in illusion, or God is in illusion, then illusion becomes superior to God. So this is very powerful argument against Mayavada, which is given by Vaishnava Acharyas. Seems like originally Ramanuja Acharya gave this. Anyway, coming to the point so Mayavadism or impersonalism is also ignorance. It is a symptom of ignorance. Now, how to
understand that Lord has, logically understand that Lord has formed. In the scriptures it is described that He is source of everything. God is. Atato Brahmajinyasa Janmadyasya Yataha. After attaining human form of life, after following Varnashram Dharma, one should inquire about Absolute Truth. So that Absolute Truth is defined as Janmadyasya Yataha, source of everything. If God is source of everything, then He should be source of farmers. And product should not have the attributes which are not there in the source. Logically, if you see. So this is a law of cause and effect. So cause should possess all the attributes which are present in product, and it should also possess those attributes which are not there in the product. So that is the meaning of source of everything. And therefore, if God is formless, how He can produce form? So we all have form. So how can source of everything doesn't have form? So this is meaningless. But generally Mayavadi, and another point is that God is also, Absolute Truth is defined as complete whole. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Purnat Purnudashyate. So Absolute Truth is defined as complete whole. If he has something less, then how he can become complete whole? If he doesn't have form, then he becomes incomplete. So that goes against the definition of Absolute Truth. So in this way we can refute this impersonalism. But then Mayavadis, they fear that, their claim is that by giving form to the Absolute Truth, you are limiting the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is supposed to be unlimited. So you are limiting by giving form. But if you see what we discussed, by not giving form to Him, in other words, we don't give form to Him, by not understanding His form, we are limiting Him. Because, so He becomes defective, He has something less than what we have. So, and we have to explain to the impersonalist, this idea of if you say that Lord has form, Absolute Truth has form, and because of that we are limiting Him, is a mundane conception. Because when we speak about forms in mundane terms, they are limited. So, or we are thinking that we are applying our situation to the Supreme Lord, that is Kupa Mandukanaya. Because our forms are limited, therefore we think that Lord's form is also should be limited. So Lord is simultaneously, He has form and He is also unlimited. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. So His form is endless, although He has form. This we have to understand. His form is identical with Himself. We should not we should not apply our circumstances to Supreme Lord. So therefore, impersonalism is ignorance, it is. And here Srila Prabhupada, he says that he brings up that Lord simultaneously has both personal and impersonal features. Achintya Leela Veda Tattva. So one thing we discussed is that he has form also, and simultaneously He is unlimited. So that is Achintya Veda Veda in relation with His forms. So how He is simultaneously has form and is unlimited also. And another aspect of
Achintya Veda Vyavatata in relation with the Lord's forms is that simultaneously he has both impersonal and personal forms. So now if you Lord should have both. He should have personal and impersonal form. And what is his impersonal form? His energies are impersonal. In one sense they are also persons. The energies are also persons. Nothing is impersonal. But they may act in a, we see that. Prabhupada he gave example in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta mutina matsani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avasthitah. So I pervade this entire universe by my unmanifested form, he says. So in the purport Srila Prabhupada he gives example, just like we perceive the presence of king in the entire kingdom, although he may not be personally present there. Similarly, one can perceive the presence of the Lord everywhere through his energies, although he may not be personally present there. So, in the material world, everything is manifested by energies of the Lord. And so therefore, those who are devotees of Krishna, they can see, whatever they see, they can immediately understand in terms of Krishna. So if they see a river, so immediately they understand that it is Krishna's energy. If they see a mountain, they immediately understand Krishna. If they see a ocean, immediately they understand it is Krishna's energy. So therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Sthavara Jangama Deki Na Deki Thara Murti Sarvatrahaya Ishta Deva Spurti. When they see moving and non-moving things, they don't see them as material manifestations. They are so they see them in connection with Krishna. Everywhere, therefore, they feel the presence of Krishna. So this is vision of devotee. But impersonal is because they don't know knowledge of Krishna and his energies. So because impersonalism, especially Mayavadi Shankara followers, for them they do not have knowledge of energies of the Lord. So their conception is Vivarta, or what they call as Vivartavad. So Vivartavad means Brahman has transformed into material world and living entities. So it is Brahman, nothing else. Other than Brahman, there is nothing else. Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya. So it is transformation of Brahman. That is how they understand that verse, Sarvam Kalam Idam Brahma. So when devotees read Sarvam Kalam Idam Brahma, they understand that everything is manifestation of Krishna's energies. So Brahman's energies, Supreme Lord's energies. So they understand like that. But when Mayavadis read Sarvam Kalam Idam Brahma, they think that Brahman has transformed into material world and all the living entities. So this is called as Vivartavad. So some contamination comes in Brahman, and so then he transforms. There would be transformation, Vivarta. So, but Vaishnava Acharyas, they have explained that Vedavyasa did not teach Vivartavad. In fact, to present Vivartavad, they say that Vedavyasa himself is wrong. Generally, Vedic followers, they do not dare to find fault in Vedavyasa. So, immediately, they become non-Vedic as soon as they find fault. Still, Mayavadis, they dare to find Vyasadeva has made a mistake of presenting Parinamavad, but actually it is Vivartavad. Parinamavad means transformation of the energies of the Lord. So Lord himself doesn't transform, but his energies, they transform. Like we know that Yogamaya acts into, same Yogamaya acts as Mahamaya in the material world. So that is transformation of the energies of the Lord. And if we don't understand in terms of Parinamavad, there is no question of liberation of the living entities. How is it like that? So we are in material world now, and we are all polluted by material consciousness. So by coming in contact with the Lord through devotional service, we become spiritualized. So our consciousness becomes free from the contamination of modes of material nature. Therefore, Mahatmanastu Maam Partha Daivim Bhagati Maashrita. So they come from the influence of material energy, they come under the influence of internal energy of the Lord. And Prabhupada gave that example. Now we have like iron, when it is kept in fire, so then that also develops fiery characteristics. So iron becomes like red hot, you know. So iron cake. So in this way we become fire. So this is with the help of transformation of Krishna's energies. So Krishna has material energy, he has spiritual energy. He also have energies to transform material energy into spiritual energy and spiritual energy into material energy. So in this way, but if you say that Brahman has come under illusion, and once he realizes that, then he becomes liberated, there is no question of how he will become liberated if illusion is more powerful than Brahman. There is no question of liberation at all. So therefore, this is ignorance. There is no question of liberation and knowledge for such a understanding, such conceptions. So in this way, in scriptures we see there is knowledge about energies of the Lord throughout Bhagavad Gita. Especially the main emphasis is about understanding the inconceivable potencies of the Lord. So when that is what defies Mayavad or impersonalism, so this energies and transformations of the energies, so Shankaracharya, by negating energies of the Lord, he tried to present Brahman as impersonal. So but our acharyas, they have given, and Bhagavad Gita, especially Bhagavad Gita gives a lot of information about energies of the Lord. And otherwise, why this world is there, Prakriti and Purusha? Why only there is no Purusha only? Prakriti world is there, right? Prakriti is energy of the Purusha. So there is Prakriti, there is Purusha. So that knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. So much. One of the Ishvara Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. So Prakriti is one of the subjects of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna speaks about Para Prakriti, Apara Prakriti. And in 13th chapter also, Arjuna wanted to know more elaborately Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Prakriti, Purusha, Jnana, Deva. So knowledge about Prakriti and Purusha is more elaborately discussed in 13th chapter throughout Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, Parinama, Krishna also speaks about Parinamavad in Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, on the authority of Krishna, so we understand that. So Parinamavad is a conclusion, Shastri conclusion it is. So and Parinamavad is a conclusion of all the scriptures. So Vedavyas presents Parinamavad. Now devotees, by understanding the knowledge of Shaktis of the Lord, energies of the Lord, they come to true conclusion, that Bahunam Janmanam Anthe Jnanaman Maam Prapadyate. They consider Vasudeva is everything and we have to surrender to him. This this Vasudeva also, how they Mayavadis, they misinterpreted this verse in Bahunam Janavan. They say Vasudeva is what is that? Literal meaning of Vasudeva is all pervading. So in this way they misinterpret that Brahman is all pervading, so you have to surrender. You know, Brahman is everything, Vasudeva is everything. So it is similar to their understanding of Sarvam Kalam Idam Brahma. So like that they misinterpret. But prapatti cannot be impersonal, to impersonal. You can surrender to only a person, not to impersonal. So therefore, that version of that understanding is not clear. It doesn't make sense. So we surrender to the person, not to the impersonal. Prapatti word prapadyante vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudarlabha. And in later chapter, 9th chapter, Lord Krishna again he brings the who is Mahatma. This first time it comes Mahatma word here in 7th verse. And those who continuously nitya yukta upad, Mahatma nastu maam partha daivim prakriti maashita bhajanti ananya manaso jnantma bhutadi mabhayam satatam kirtayanto maam yatantasya dridabhrita namasyantasya maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasati. It is not that after liberation we don't need to worship anyone. We become Brahman. No need of worship. No, surrender and bhakti will continue even after liberation. Nitya. It is eternal. So, therefore, this kind of surrender to impersonal Brahman doesn't make sense. So that shows that it is they are in ignorance. Mayavadis are in impersonalists are in ignorance. They have not cultivated knowledge still. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanam, they have not come to knowledge, prathamam knowledge. So but because they are less intelligent and ignorant, to give them idea that absolute truth has form, this universal form, description of universal form is given. Now this description of universal form so fulfills two purposes. One is it says that the form of the Lord is there, a Lord has form. Another thing which convinces Mayavadis is that because all these descriptions are astounding, very amazing, fantastic descriptions are there. Rivers are his veins and rivulets, like in this verse we see. This gives that Lord form is unlimited. That is what Mayavadis are fearful. Mayavadis are fearful, as soon as you impose form on him, absolute truth, then you are limiting him. But universal form explains to them that he is unlimited. You got the idea? So therefore, this description of universal form is good for this kind of jnanis and mayavadis. Although as devotees, we may not like, what is this? This reverse or his. This universal form is so boring for devotees. This description of universal form is so boring for him. Because we like to hear the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. We know that Krishna has a spiritual form. So we are attracted to the transcendental form of the Lord, not to universal form. Trees are his hairs. And like that, you know. Yeah. So in this way, we don't like to hear it. But for Mayavadis, it is a very convincing case, it is. Impersonalists, because it may convinces them that Lord has found, and it also convinces them that it is unlimited form. It is not limited like the small creatures. in Kali Yuga again creatures, they go on becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. So this makes sense. This gives gigantic universal form. Very astounding. So compared to devotees, then Mayavadis and impersonalists, they become less intelligent. They are less intelligent. So are neophytes. Sometimes it is said that impersonal conception or universal form, description of universal form is meant for neophytes in spiritual life. So Gyanis are neophytes in spiritual life. To convince them, this description of universal form is given. So otherwise what is there? Why do you, you know, Shukadeva Goswami has to give description about universal form to Parikshit Maharaj? Or why Arjuna should desire to see universal form of the Lord? And why Lord Krishna should show him? And we see in Bhagavad Gita in the end, he was not attracted. I want to see that Saumya Rupa, he says. That beautiful two-handed form, he says. I don't want to. He was not happy after seeing the universal form of the Lord. And this seeing universal form of the Lord is for devotees, it is a distraction in their devotional rasa, in their devotional mellow it is. So for example, when Mother Yashoda, so cowherd boys complained to Krishna, Mother Yashoda, that Krishna has eaten mud. Then Krishna says, no, I have not eaten mud. Then he says, no, okay, open your mouth and show that you have not eaten mud. Then he opens his mouth, all mud is there in his mouth only. Ma Tattva is considered as mud in Bhagavad Gita, right? Ma Tattva is considered as Brahman Nyadaya Karmani Sangam Tekta Lipyate Nasatapena Padma Patram Ivambasa. So, generally this lotus flowers, they grow in the muddy water, mud, they grow in mud, no? They don't grow in the land, you know, they grow in the mud, kichad, no? In Hindi, kichad they call it, kichad. So, you understand that mud means kichad, what I am indicating. Mud can also be applied to dry mud, but here it is wet mud. So, lotus flower. Mahatattva is like a wet mud, it is. That Prabhupada explains, Brahmani word means Mahatattva Pradhana. Right? So, we have now taken birth in this Mahatattva. We are born in Mahatattva. But Krishna says we should become like lotus flower. Although born in mud, still remains untouched by that. So similarly, we should also become like that. So all mud was in Krishna's mouth. All Mahatattva, whole entire material creation was in Krishna's mouth. So then she was shocked to see this. Then she thought that, oh, I thought this Krishna is my son. I am mother, queen of Vrindavan, wife of Nanda Maharaj. But this is not reality. Krishna is not my son. So it was distraction in her parental affection. That Vatsalya Rasa. So just like in Bhagavad Gita also we saw that. Arjuna's relationship with Krishna is in friendship, in Sakya Rasa. But when he saw universal form, he came in Aishwarya Bhava. So he understood that Krishna is Supreme Lord. And I thought he is my friend. And I joked with him, played with him, ate with him, rested with him, and used. I used, He Yadava, He Saketi, Matva. So, like that, I called him, oh, my friend. Oh, Yadava. So, out of, I was in contempt. Contempt means, this word, English word, contempt means. So understanding the persons below their position, they are exalted, but we think them that they are in a lower position. This is called as contact. In English it is said, no, familiarity breeds contact, like that. Too much familiarity. So out of contempt I misbehaved with you, and I called you with less respectful way. So this was destruction in his friendship, Krishna's friendship. So Lord does not like this. We see that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when internal reason, external reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So Lord, he taught us sitting in Vaikuntha. He is sitting in Golok Vrindavan. I appeared in this world 5000 years back, and along with my devotees, I relished all these different rasas, bhakti, bhakti rasas. So our devotional service in different mellows, sakya, madhurya, vatsalya, sakya, and dasya rasas I experienced. But outside of Vrindavan, the whole world is filled with bhakti, with aishwarya bhav. I want to distribute this, bhakti in madhurya, in rasas, in sweetness, not in aishwarya. So this aishwarya bhakti, mishra bhakti, doesn't please me, he says. So therefore he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unnatojvala rasam svabhakti shriya, to distribute these higher rasas of madhurya, vatsalya, sakya, dasya. Dasya here means, in Vaikuntha also there is dasya, but here dasya of Vrindavan. So although Shantarasa is not mentioned, even Shantarasa also we can consider. Krishna came to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Shantarasa of Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, Shantarasa for cows, Krishna's peacock feather, flute, so they all do this. That is, there is difference between Shantarasa of Vaikuntha and that of Goloka Vrindavan. So in this way, Lord's, so devotees, for them this description of energies of the Lord, power of the Lord, godless display of opulences, Prabhupada said in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada. So he defined universal form as godless display of opulences, he says. But actually it is God, it gives, convinces one to how God is great, right? Opulences of the Lord. But from pure devotional point of view, from rasa tattva point of view, this is godless display. Because ultimately on rasa platform, God is covered boy. He has to dance, jump with our covered boys, and he has to dance with Krishna. What is the use of this display? Ultimately bhakti means, bhakti rasa means Lord is a Shyama Sundara. So the ultimate conception, therefore Chandogya Upanishad, when it defines raso, God as rasa, raso vaisaha, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu when defines Akila Rasamrita Sindhu, Akila Rasamrita Murti, so this is highest conception of God. Even God as source of everything is also not highest conception. It's there, that is because that is ultimate, source of everything is ultimate. He is a source of all the rasas also, that comes. But it is more specific, that raso vaisaha is more specific, it is. This is highest conception of God. highest definition of God. Based on this verse of Chandogya Upanishad, Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, they developed this rasa theology. His very form is made up of rasas. So Sachidananda is a very vague description. Ananda word is there, but it's more specific is raso vaisaha. So therefore, this definition of God is very important. And when we read a universal description of universal form, it is distraction for pure devotees. So, why in Bhagavatam it has to be, we have already accepted Krishna as Supreme Personality of God. Why it has to be described again in Srimad Bhagavatam, although it is Paramahamsa Samhita. And so Bhagavatam is meant for sadhakas also, and in the beginning sadhakas will also have this impersonal idea in the heart. So we see that when Prabhupada gave Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Desha Tarini, so Sasaru Maharaj, he explained that in the beginning we didn't understand Nirvisheshavadis and Shunyavadis means they are Mayavadis of India. Why Prabhupada is telling Pashyati Desha Tarini? Later we realize that we all have the same personal Mayavad idea in our heart. So that comes amongst neophyte devotees also. So their behavior would be impersonal behavior. So there is no problem of writing Bhagavatam verse in a wrong way. Even after telling that it is wrongly written, no need of correcting it. It's an impersonal ignorance towards Srimad Bhagavatam. Or we come in front of the DT. Why we have to offer obeisances so many times? We have offered now once in the morning. So this is impersonal. No, every time when we see the deity, we have to offer obeisances. This is personal. So neophyte out of laziness, he may not offer obeisances every time. This is impersonal. Right? So therefore, for us also this is helpful, it is. When we read, you know, impersonal Brahman, universal form, same, we may not face same problem what Arjuna and Yashodhana faced, because still we are not on Rasa platform, you know, on the platform of. So therefore we need to know the opulences of the Lord, energies of the Lord, how he is gigantic, how he manifests his form in the form of universe. So we'll stop here. And even 11th chapter can be understood. Now cosmologists, they are trying to understand the universe by seeing through telescopes, sitting in their laboratories. Now Arjuna also, he saw universal form sitting on his chariot. We read that in 11th chapter. So only difference is that telescopes are not perfect, and Arjuna's vision is perfect because he was given special vision by the Lord. So this universe we cannot understand it unless Lord reveals it to us. Universe cannot be understood without being revealed by the Lord, or unless Lord gives a special vision to see it. But these foolish fellows, they are thinking that we can see it through telescopes. How can you see? There is no telescope which is all perfect. Telescope may increase our perceiving, seeing power, but it will not make our seeing power perfect. Right? So therefore, those who are devotees, they may see universal form if they like to see. By the mercy of Krishna, then Krishna reveals it to it. But non-devotees, they cannot see it. Scientists cannot see the inverse unless they surrender to Krishna. So, therefore, to convince scientists how to see the universe, this universal description of universal form is given in Bhagavad Gita. Because they are also less intelligent. They don't understand that this is energy of the Lord, we have to surrender to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sorry, 15 minutes extra. Any questions, comments? Mother Yashoda. You didn't get the point. That's why when philosophical level, when we discuss, you should come to that level. Because ultimately universe is manifested by Mahatattva. And Mahatattva, Krishna says it as mud in Bhagavad Gita. I quoted the verse also, Brahman Nyada Karma. You did not understand my philosophical language. Sorry to say.
Not only mud, five elements are there. Including
mud also. No, that's okay.
No.
That example, in that example which gives, you know, we have taken birth in Mahatattva. And their example, what example is given? Lotus example is given. Lotus grows in the mud. So, Mahatattva is compared to mud there. Right or not? If you study that analogy, no? Right? So, therefore I said it as mud. I did not say that this is one of the five elements which are described in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatattva is not one of the five elements. Mahatattva is sum total of all the elements. You got it? I think still you did not understand it.
I want to know why that particularly mentioned about Mahatattva.
Because we are comparing lotus flower here, because Brahman Yada, Brahmani word means Pradhana or Mahatattva. So then Brahmani, Mahatattva becomes mud. And those who are liberated souls, they become like lotus leaf, you know, in that verse. 5.10, you know, 5.10 verse. So, in that analogy, Mahatattva is mud, it is. It is not literally mud, it is, yeah. But in that analogy, it is mud.
Look,
in this
rasa, because friends compared to Mother Yashoda, he ate mud.
Then what else? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So how to stop this? What is the number?
Yeah. 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 Ye